GMB Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen joins us. We'll look ahead to the Sheffield game in a moment, Corey. As of Friday morning, less than 100 tickets to sell in the bowl, so we know the place is going to be rocking for that one. If fans are looking to come, do get to the box office as quick as you can. In other words, get your skates on. But first, the signing news. Patrick Galbraith joining the GMB Nottingham Panthers. We can exclusively reveal he's flying into the UK today, and paperwork permitting, could make his debut as early as next week. The thinking behind the squad for this year was always to have three goalkeepers.
Yeah, always, as we've seen over the past three, 4 years, that can be a huge problem, especially with league standings, and you drop games and backups aren't ready at times. They haven't played a whole lot of games, and it's taxing. It's tough. So even I remember years back when we had the league almost wrapped up and Kilder got hurt. That was a long time ago, and it killed our chances, and Coventry ended up going back and winning. And it's if we are focused, which we are, on a league championship, we can't afford to drop any kind of points at any time, through goaltending. So.
And big pat on the back to Chairman Neil Black. He's made the funds available and everything to make this happen. And now you've got your complete squad in effect. Are you a happy man?
Yeah, I'm a happy man. You know what? I've really been happy with Sam as well. And over the years we've brought in, backup goaltenders, import goaltenders who are okay, and have done a job for us. But Sam's really good. So we wanted to make sure that if we were going to bring somebody in and we really needed somebody for this piece of the puzzle, he had to be, someone of really good quality, not only to be able to step in, but to be able to push Michael. And I think that Patrick's going to do a great job for us.
Well, the word out of Denmark from Dan Seaman, who used to play for us, is this kid's the real deal.
Well, I think you have to be. I mean, to be, that kind of pedigree goaltender in Denmark and be their, one/two for their national team and to go and play in the leagues this kid's played in, he's got to be good. So we're excited to have him. I've been on the phone with him an awful lot. He seems like a lovely kid. And you can tell the character of somebody when the first question he asks is, gee, I see your team's really good. You guys are Champions League, this and that, and you're really strong and young, and I just want to make sure if I come in, I'm not going to upset the apple cart and the dynamic in the dressing room. And I was like, it's a really interesting question from someone coming in. I said, no, they're young, everybody wants to win. You're coming in to help us. Everybody knows that, and he was happy with the answer, and we're happy to have him.
Okay, you'll get a look at him at practice before the Sheffield game. That Sheffield game, it's a barn burner whenever we play them, whatever the competition. And this time you owe them one because of what happened in the opening Challenge Cup game in Yorkshire.
Yeah, we lost our minds a little bit in that game. We've grown a little bit as a team. We still got strides to take. I think as a group, we've tried to get better every day. This group is a hard-working group. It is young. It will make mistakes. They know that, but they do put the intensity and effort in. And I think with Sheffield, that's a big key. If you can put the intensity and effort in and you can be clean and execute, then we should be fine. We know how talented they are. They've been good for a number of years, and we're going to have to be at our very best.
Panthers versus Sheffield. It's mouth-watering stuff. It's chances are it's going to be a sellout crowd, folks. Get your skates on if you do want to get a ticket. Panthers versus Sheffield, 7 o'clock, Challenge Cup action in Nottingham. See you there.